Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and in this weekly segment, we speak to BBC journalists about the big international stories they're tracking in the week ahead. And today we welcome back Audrey Tinlin, senior journalist at the BBC. Audrey, always a pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Rachel.
So, Audrey, let's start off with COVID, because there have been quite a few developments. We saw over the weekend the global death toll push past the 3 million mark. And at the end of last week, the head of the World Health Organization said that COVID cases are now nearly back to the highest level ever seen for the disease. But this week, more countries will be moving ahead with vaccines. So what can we expect in the week ahead?
Yeah, as you were saying, we're on that sort of twin track where the disease is, really thriving, unfortunately, in some countries. But at the same time, vaccines are just about catching up. So the WHO said that the incidence of COVID cases is now nearly back to its highest level, and that cases are growing fast in some countries. We've seen what's happening in India. We see what's happening in some parts of Brazil. But on the vaccine front, in Africa, the Democratic Republic of Congo is planning to start vaccinating this week. Now, this is a pretty big deal because they haven't done any vaccinating there yet, and they've got the COVAX vaccine sharing scheme has given them about 1.7 million doses of the AstraZeneca. And they've seen some vaccine hesitancy there. Also, there were some concerns about these very rare incidences of blood clots with the AstraZeneca. But that's been overcome now. The government is happy to go ahead and vaccinate people, as in many other countries. So they're urging people to come forward for that. And it is not compulsory. They're just urging everyone to come and get the vaccine. On the countries which are doing well with the vaccine, obviously the USA is vaccinating a lot of people. And President Biden is now saying that the target for every adult in the US to be eligible for vaccination is going to be met by this week. And that was brought forward from May the 1st because they've had a lot of success there. In Mexico, they're also moving forward. So there are successes on the vaccine.
Yeah, but speaking of the vaccine, Audrey, you know, we have seen a concern about some countries getting enough vaccine in India, for example, in some countries in Europe. Where are they? How are they planning to get more vaccine doses?
Yeah, India is suffering very badly with the numbers of COVID cases there. And as we know, they are one of the biggest manufacturers of vaccines of all types. And they've suddenly found themselves short, particularly of this Covaxin, which is the domestically made vaccine. So they're ramping up there, and they've also been shutting down some of their exports of AstraZeneca, and they said they need to keep more of it within India for themselves. They are still exporting, but they need to, they say, actually use more on their own people. So they're ramping up their vaccine production, they say, is about to increase. And by September, they reckon they're going to be able to increase tenfold the amount of vaccine which is produced in the country.
And moving, shifting gear, Audrey, there's quite a bit of news that we can expect out of Russia this week. We've seen some updates today that European foreign ministers are calling for the release of Alexei Navalny, who his allies say he's in critical health condition in prison at the moment. We're also expecting President Putin. He's scheduled to give his annual State of the Nation address. What might we expect from the address by Mr. Putin this week, given the current situation at the moment?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of focus on this. And that address by President Putin is scheduled for Wednesday. Now, that's the same day when Alexei Navalny's supporters have said they want to see people come out on the street to protest. Just in the last hour, we've had news out of Russia. The Russian authorities say that they're going to move Alexei Navalny to a medical facility. It appears that would be a hospital inside another prison. And they say that his health is satisfactory. His supporters are saying that he is on the verge of death. He's been on a hunger strike and they're very concerned. So you're seeing that sort of ideological clash, certainly, between those two sides, between the state and between the protesters. And we'll see what happens on Wednesday. President Putin is looking to appease some of the people inside mm-hmm. Russia, because what analysts are saying is that President Putin's ratings have gone down, and they're expecting him to provide some sort of sweeteners, that may be some sort of changes to pension rights for people inside Russia, so that they will keep those people who do support him, keep them on side. So we're all looking ahead for the middle of the week to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, and Audrey, all this is happening while there's a lot of concern about the tens of thousands of Russian troops being built up near the borders with Ukraine. What's happening there as the week kicks off?
As you were just mentioning there, that European meeting which mm-hmm. has got underway today, they are very concerned, and Josep Borrell has said, he is the European Union's foreign ministry head, so to speak, he said he's very concerned about that build-up in the Ukraine. There are tens of thousands of Russian troops which had moved towards the borders. They're still obviously inside Russia, some way inside Russia, but near Ukraine's borders, and there is a great deal of concern about that, and what the diplomatic front is that they want to bring back down that tension. So the EU is going to be trying to do that. The US, even though it's taken sanctions against Russia and there have been diplomatic spats going on, the US has offered talks with Mr. Putin. So they're waiting to see if President Putin will accept those talks and if the whole thing can be ratcheted down somewhat.
We're speaking with Audrey Tinlin, senior journalist at the BBC. Now, Audrey, moving to space, because if we don't have enough to worry about right here on planet Earth at the moment, there's a big international conference this week looking at how we need to clean up space. And the European Space Agency is bringing together scientists, engineers and policymakers to look at new ways of cleaning up space junk. Can you tell us what's the exact extent of the problem at the moment?
Well, it is a pretty huge problem with companies sending up more and more satellites for telecommunications, for military use, domestic use. There are around 6,000 satellites currently in orbit around the Earth, and nearly half of those are no longer working in the usual way that a satellite doesn't last forever, stops working. And these are the ones which they want to clean up and remove from orbit, bring back down into Earth's orbit where they would burn up. Agencies are currently tracking 28,000 individual bits of space junk.
Okay.
I know, so there's a lot of it up there, and that's what the European Space Agency is going to be talking about this week. It says nothing's off the table when it looks for ways of bringing that down. There are a sort of number of innovative ways that are being looked at to bring that junk back down, including one, for example, where they send up a robotic harpoon up into space into a piece of junk they've identified, and that fires out a net, captures the junk and brings it back down. And that's something which is highly likely to happen, they say.
Fascinating. Well, we look forward to hearing more updates about that. Audrey, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Audrey Tinlin, senior journalist at the BBC, right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.